You carry it. You are into drama, so I thought we would talk about Shakespeare. First
Cool.
of all, who is Shakespeare?
Well, Shakespeare is one of the most famous playwrights of the world. He was born in 1564 in Stratford-on-Avon in England, which is a really pretty town. And he opened the Globe Theatre in London, I think, at some stage. But the main thing why Shakespeare is so famous is he had a really short life back in those days. To make it to 40 was considered old age. But in his relatively short life, he produced an enormous body of work. He produced historical plays, tragedies, comedies, poetry, sonnets. So he was an extraordinarily prolific writer. And I think the reason that he's so famous even today is because the themes he chose for most of his work were universal. They're themes that touch us whether we speak English, whether we speak Spanish or Russian, whether we're in the 21st century or in the 16th century. They're themes that are eternal and they concern humanity and have concerned humanity for such a long time.
Yeah. How much of the English has changed since the original Shakespeare to the Shakespeare we have today? I mean, the English we have today.
Well, if Shakespeare suddenly appeared in the 21st century, he would be almost illiterate because back in those days, English had a vocabulary of about 150,000 words, whereas now the vocabulary of English is one of the highest in the world. I think 300,000 now, probably more. So Shakespeare wouldn't be able to make himself understood if he came back today. So, in a way, the vocabulary he's using is really easy, but of course English has changed from that era, from Middle English until contemporary. English keeps changing. Even if you talk to your grandparents, well, not just English, all languages change and develop over time. So even if you talk to your grandparents, they're going to use a slightly different variety of the language you're speaking in.
But wait a minute, you're saying that his English was easy. When I read it, it doesn't seem easy. It seems pretty tough.
Well, that's because the English was used in a different way. So some words and some grammatical structures are no longer in English. They've fallen out of usage, except when we read stuff like Shakespeare. And then for us, it seems almost like a foreign language because we don't have these grammar structures anymore and we don't use English in this way anymore.
Okay, thanks.